You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Oh, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
30 minutes out from today's Mind Bender. We'll have that at 7:30. Yesterday, we were talking a little bit about video games, thus the wonderful tune that Jer-Bear has found. We were talking about women playing, and we got this note from Melanie that I want to read here in just a moment. Before I read this, let me ask about your household. Is Nicole a video gamer? Is she a gamer at all?
She's not. Her interest was piqued a little bit when last Christmas now, Reed got the Nintendo Switch, and we got the little Nintendo Pass for that, where you can go online and play all the original Nintendo games. Well, not all of them, but a large chunk of original Nintendo games and the Super Nintendo games, which were big when we were kids. Mm-hmm. So that kind of got her, you know, on there for a few times to play that kind of stuff, kind of relive her childhood a little bit. But no, she does not plunk down and play any sort of Halo or Call of Duty or Grand Theft Auto, anything like that.
Yeah.
Not a lot of time, you know, when you're a busy parent to do that.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
So, no.
Well, I ask, and Gretch has in her past been sort of addicted to it, but it was before I met her. But she's told me stories, and it involves this game that this lady wrote into us. But let me just read Melanie's letter. She goes, "Hi, Dom and Jeremy. I heard you talking with a caller about video games and how more and more women are addicted to them. Your conversation resonated with me because I am that person. And I can't believe it. I used to always give my brother crap about his stupid video games, and I dated men who didn't pay any attention to me because of their games." She writes, "And now I'm 40, I'm married, and I can't stop playing World of Warcraft."
Hey, look at her.
She says, "My neighbor turned me onto it, and in 2 weeks I went from 0 to 60. It's now been almost 7 months. My husband isn't actually," I love this sentence, "my husband isn't actually complaining, but he has brought it to my attention several times." She says, "So, yes, I must agree with your discussion that women over 40 are the new video game addicts. Thanks for your..." This is sweet. This is self-serving. Should I read it?
Yes.
"Thanks for your very fun and very informative show. It's the best thing on the radio by far."
Oh, she leveled up.
Way to go, Melanie.
Good job.
That was the game that my wife apparently was hooked on before I ever met her. And it was when her kids were young, and she was a stay-at-home mom. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she'd put the kids down for a nap or do whatever, and then she would get on and play, you know, because it's, you know, it's, you're playing with people from around the world.
Yep.
And she said she saw how it was very, very addictive.
That's the thing with some of these games. They have a very addictive nature, and you are competing to win. And now, especially with all these online scenarios now, where you are playing people from around the world, and you're trash-talking, and you're having the time of your life, and it gets very competitive, and you got to win. But this whole thing of women now that are 40-plus, we were talking about this yesterday, that are hooked on all these games, I'm trying to figure out why that demo all of a sudden is loving video games. Is it because it is an escape from the husband and the kids? And you're kind of living a virtual life then?
That's a good question.
I think that could be a huge part of it.
There could be, like, I'm not saying all, but some of them, it could have been from several years of watching their kids play. And maybe the kids hand the mom, you know, a controller and say, "Try this."
Uh-huh. And it's like,
it was like the gateway drug, you know, she gets in. And even after the kids, you know, graduate and move out of the house, mom keeps the video game console. And
yeah, keeps it going. And you've developed friendships online, you know. You hear stories about people that meet online and end up getting married.
Right.
Isn't that crazy?
And maybe that's an element to it, Jer, is that there's this whole community aspect of it now, where it used to just be with your old Nintendo that you used to play, you know, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out or whatever.
Yes.
You know, Super Mario Brothers is just really just one person. You could
just play, me.
You could play with another person in the room.
Yeah.
These things, but once it added worldwide, you know, participation, I think it made it more of a community thing.
It's just,
and women
so
are better at community
fun.
Stuff than guys.
They are, and communicating, and so that's where they're kicking butt on all this stuff.
You'll note that you will I don't think you'll ever hear me knock people who are video game addicts, because it's easy to do, right? Oh,
sure,
get a
is.
Life, you know, blah,
you're
blah,
nerd,
blah.
Whatever.
I am not a video game addict, but you'll never hear me say a word about it, and that's because I could easily be that person, and I recognize it. That's why I don't play video games, because I know my competitive... I'm competitive in a certain way. I'm not competitive out on the golf course or on a football field or something like that. I mean, I want to win, don't get me wrong. But my uber-competitive nature kicks in when I do certain things like this.
I'm with you. Like, I had an Xbox, you know, when Nicole and I were first dating, and it was... A lot of times she was going to bed, you know, alone, and I was up all night playing with friends, and you just get sucked in and hooked. Now, I mean, if you have the free time to do it and it doesn't really affect your relationship, then I guess so be it. It's better than being out on the streets, you know, doing whatever, causing trouble. Because we kind of have this debate in our house, you know, because Reed's at the age where he's getting hooked on his little Switch, and I watch him play these games, and he's really, really good. He's very good. And Nicole is worried that he's going to get way addicted to it. His studies will fail. His friendships will fail. And I'm on like the total opposite end of that. I'm like, he's getting really good. He's still doing other things. You never know where this could lead now. People have all these YouTube channels where they just post pictures and videos of them playing video games, and they get millions of views.
I know, but I don't
see that. And they have these competitions now.
I don't see that as a reason to do it, because you've seen other people make millions of dollars at it. That
no, but you, it's one of those things where you don't know where a path will lead you. And if he's really good at something, just let him play video games for a little while.
Right, and I'm not trying to be Mr. Doom and Gloom, but I will share from that podcast that I was listening to, a guy who wrote a book about all this, and one of his studies was this guy who was a college student and was... Here's the way he described it. The guy was a college student, and he was like Dean's List, you know, 4.0, scholarship money, all of that, was in perfect, you know, physical condition, you know, kept himself up, all of that. And he got hooked on a particular video game, and the next thing you know, he was awake. He told this guy in his interviews, he was awake 22 hours a day on the game.
Well,
and the next thing he knew, he had flunked out of school. He put on 40 pounds in 5 weeks.
Well, this is, again, one circumstance, one extreme condition.
But you're talking about, here's the things that could happen. You don't know what path. That's what you said. Yeah. And so you've got to be aware that another path are people. And this guy, I guess, went to like a rehab center for it. And they like supposedly cured him. He went back and saw his controller. He goes, well, I'm cured now, so I could play one game and I'd be fine.
Then it happened all over again.
He went back to rehab because he was back in that same space.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm not saying that I would be that guy,
but he's a winner. He's in it to compete.
I could see how I would be, because I remember playing with my son when he was young.
Sure.
And
yeah,
you aren't what I find most interesting, and maybe you could speak on this too, is the time dilation.
Yeah.
Because if you had no access to any timepiece, whether it was your phone or a clock or a watch or anything, and you had to guess how long you'd been playing, I would guess that you'd be way off. Right?
Well, sure, you're going to say, oh, I've only been on for 30 minutes. And it's happened with our son, because we can track it. You know, you can track it now on your phone. He's like, oh, I've only been on an hour, you know, this today, and you look at it, it's been 4 hours.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like,
yeah,
you don't get how fast time flies when you're on those things, because you lose everything.
And I don't want to say it's all negative, because I agree with you. There's a lot of things that could come from it.
It's,
you
good.
Know, like
it's good hand-eye coordination. Yep,
blah,
it's
blah, blah.
Yep. It gets your brain thinking about
maybe
strategies.
Problem solving. I don't know.
Especially that Minecraft game that he plays. Like the cities and the buildings, the elaborate things that he builds. I'm like, this has to be beneficial in some way. It is in some way, there's something in there with architecture or something that this is going to translate into something good in his life somehow.
I hope
too, man.
Melanie,
because I really want to win that argument with my wife.
Melanie, thank you for the note. We appreciate you being part of the show.